to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture, we'll be looking at three passages in the Bible. First, in Psalms 130 verse 5, it reads, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. And in our final chapter, we find Romans 8, verses 24 and 25 that state, For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it. Where is your hope today? How are you at waiting? When you accepted Jesus Christ, you began hoping for His return. If not your lifetime, you have hope you will see the Lord for an eternity when you die. So why do we have trouble waiting for other things the Lord has placed in our hearts? Do we live in a world that is so convenient we demand the same from God, or we'll drop Him with the quickness? Have we come to expect same-day delivery? I mean, in today's world, anything we dream up can be ours next day with Amazon Prime. Where is the self-control? Where's the patience to wait, to save? Anybody in debt right now because you couldn't wait? Don't answer that one. Okay, well, I do have to admit, I've shed many tears in past years over unanswered prayers, or so I thought unanswered at the time. But sometimes it is for your good. Sometimes the answer is yes, but not now. Recently, the Lord has reminded me what hope truly is. This past November, God began answering a deep-seated hope and prayer I had started praying about and yearning for over 40 years ago. I knew it was from the Lord. Why, how very silly I look now, having any doubts about that one not coming true. You see, that desire the Lord put in my heart so very long ago, I had started to give up on it ever happening for me. After all, I had prayed about that same thing over 40 years. Oh me, oh my, where had my faith gone to? You see, sometimes we are to wait for God's timing. He had so much to prepare me for and to show me before He could answer that prayer. Are you beginning to see a glimpse of the big picture here? I'm here to encourage you in the fact that He will give you what is prepared in due time. And although you'd like to pay for overnight delivery, I urge you not to force your plan to fit your schedule. Wait for the Lord. If the Lord has planted something deep in your being, do not let loose of your hope. Cherish it. Wait patiently for it. Continue to pray. Have hope in your Lord and in His timing, my friends. The best is always yet to come. Lord Jesus, I pray for the one listening out there who is waiting, the one that sees no end in sight, the one who questions, will You ever come through? I'm asking that You remind them that You are their hope and You make everything beautiful in Your time. Give them grace as they wait on You. Help them step out in thanksgiving and praise each day and be busy walking in Your will for their lives. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.